I'll bet he wouldn't look so hot now.
It's funny he never did fall in love.
How do you know that he didn't?
Well, he never got married.
Maybe he fell in love with the cow.
Oh, Cecil, that's silly. I'll bet lots of girls were in love with Uncle Thomas when he was young.
I'll bet that he just outsmarted them, though.
Wouldn't it be just lovely if Uncle Thomas would fall in love?
At his age? Oh, you're the one that's talking silly.
I am not. That would be beautiful. Oh, I wish he would.
What would he want to fall in love for?
So he could get married. Oh, Cecil, then I would have a step-aunt.
Yeah, and you'd have to step out, too.
Oh, goodness. We could have a big wedding and everything. I've never seen a wedding, except in the movies.
Don't worry. Your uncle stayed single this long. He's going to keep at it.
Then it's up to me to do something about it. I owe it to him.
What are you going to do? Play Cupid?
Well, I could. But see now, who would Uncle Thomas be likely to fall in love with?
He doesn't want to fall in love. Let him alone.
He owes it to mankind to fall in love.
Not when he's 45 years old.
It's the beautiful adventure.
Where'd you read that?
I read it in... I didn't read it, thank you.
So you're going to promote a little love interest. Pardon my laughter.
Let's see now. Who could I get to interest him? Let me see.
How about some of the neighbors? Then he wouldn't have to go far.
Oh, that's right. Let's see. There's old Miss Smithers across the street.
You mean that old hag that lives in the White House?
She's not an old hag. Just because you saw her in the backyard in a boudoir cap, she can look very nice.
Well, you can take it from me. Your uncle wouldn't look twice at her.
Well, she's very sweet.
Yeah, ripened with age.
Well, then there's Mrs. Martin on the other side of the house.
Yeah, she's a great prospect. I thought you told me once that she had been married 3 times.
Well, she has, but her last husband died last year.
Aren't you a little bit too big-hearted about your uncle's affairs?
No, I don't think I'd like her.
She'd make some stepmother or aunt or whatever she'd be.
Then, there's Miss Hammond down the corner.
Oh, my gosh. You don't mean that old cluck that wears a feather in her hat?
Well, yes, he is kind of old-fashioned, but then so is Uncle Thomas.
Why don't you let your uncle do his own romancing, if he wants to?
Well, he thinks he's too old. It's up to me to show him.
Well, take my advice, Miss Cupid. Steer clear of that old biddy on the corner. What if she'd move in here with all her canaries and her stuffed owl and her pet turtle?
Well, that's all right. I love pets.
Yeah. You wouldn't love a turtle if you found it in your bed one night. You pick out another neighborhood.
Oh, Cecil. Oh, I just thought of something.
I have it.
Oh, it's a nice night, isn't it?
Is it?
Yes, I think so. Thanks again for the movie.
It's all right. You're welcome.
Cecil, what are you doing tomorrow night?
Oh, nothing.
Will you do me a favor?
What is it?
Well, I've never met your nice aunt, and I'd just love to meet her.
Oh, is that all? Sure. She wants to see you, too. We'll drop by the house tomorrow night and then her.
All right. Now, that's a promise. Well, I'm going in now. Good night. And don't forget, I'll see you tomorrow night, and thanks again. I'm just dying to meet your aunt.